And that, my friends, thank you for tuning in to WKRP Live. And that was none other than recording Christian artist Nicole C. Mullins. She is here, man. I just love that song. And I would like to, Nicole, thank you so much for being here and being a guest on our show. And I'm going to just bring you in with, like, Nicole, that's an awesome song. Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, first of all. I really appreciate it. You know, I wrote that song one day after I was reading, you know, the book of Job and how this man went from riches to rags and back from rags to riches again. And, you know, a lot of us know about the sufferings of Job, but in the middle of his suffering, before his daytime came back and God restored him of his health and his wealth and his fortunes, before that happened, in the middle of his dark season is where Job actually said, basically, y'all, I don't know what's going on, but I do know that my Redeemer lives. And in the last day, he's going to stand upon the earth. And it encouraged me so much, I started writing a song about it.
Awesome. It is totally awesome. And, you know, they have you for just like you're a songwriter that put scriptures to music. Especially like you were saying, Redeemer, and you have been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards as well and received 7 Gospel Music Dove Awards. So totally, yeah. God is truly blessing you.
That's the Lord's doing, no. Definitely. To God be the glory for all of those. To God be the glory.
That is so true. That is so true. And, you know, when I was, I said, man, I would love to have Nicole Simoes on my show because that song and many other of your songs, I'm just not taking away from that, but many other of your songs like Jesus and man, so many I can name, they are truly anointed. And I would like you to just tell the people about what Nicole C. Mullins is doing now, because you got a lot of projects going on. And you do. So let my listeners know what you're doing now.
Okay, well, right now I'm working on a new CD. I'm working on new music. Lord willing, we're trying to get it out in the next few months or so. So I'm very excited about that. I'm working on a couple of books. So that's keeping me busy. I've been traveling. We just got back from India last week, and we just got back from in Georgia last night, and then we'll be on our way to Trinidad and the Dominican Republic next month. So it's something to do with that. And I also have Baby Girls Club, which is a youth mentorship.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so they keep me busy.
That's truly awesome. God has opened so many doors for you and avenues for you to be a blessing to others. That is so incredible. And, you know, like I know that you're a performer and everything, but I know that even though performers, they have their tests and their trials, you know, and going through you've been doing so much. And I know sometimes the enemy, opposition and things come. Could you tell someone that is right now, you know, that, let's say, is a striving or struggling, wants to become a gospel artist. And they seem like they're going to every door, every avenue and things. And, you know, and it just seems like they get tiresome of certain things. But could you tell them what was the endurance, what empowered you to keep going? I know it was God, but tell them about the certain, just tell them about your thing, that your testimony, the place that God is getting you now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do know about heartbeat. I know about first, and I know about sex. I have not lived a life that was shifting. I've experienced it all. I know it's like affected. I know what it's like to be beat on. I know what it's like to be cheated on. I have experienced that, you know. But in the midst of it, I've experienced God and Christ remaining steady in who He says that He is. God is faithful. He is true. He is loving. He is kind. And He protects us and He provides for us. And so My relationship with Him is the most important. And then when I put it on stage, it's more of the icing on the cake. So to those who feel like God is calling them to a platform, to a stage, to be an influencer, my advice to you would be make sure, first of all, that you have a solid relationship with Christ. Then the rest is just the overflow. The rest is just the method that we use to get the message across. And when God has called you to deliver something, it does not mean that you're going to live a life of ease. More than likely, it means you're going to have to experience that which you carry and that which you deliver. If you're going to say God is a redeemer, you're going to have to experience him as a redeemer. And in order for him to redeem you, something has to have been lost. Something has to have been broken. Something has to have been devastated for him to buy it back, for him to take it and make something good out of it. So this is what I have lived personally. This is my experience. In order for the anointing to flow, the olive has to be crushed. Oil has to be produced. And so if you're saying this is what you want, this is what you crave, this is what you believe God is calling you to, then prepare yourself, because there is a price, but it's a worthy price. And our price does not measure up to the price that Christ paid on our behalf. But at the same time, it will cost you something. And that cost is a worthy cost, because what we gain is Christ. We gain a greater knowledge of him. We gain the presence of him. We gain the power that he has. And so, you know, for me, that would be my encouragement. And at the same time, make sure that you prize and you treasure the message that you carry over the method that you use to deliver it. Methods will change. Methods will go out of style. Methods will come and go. But the message of Jesus Christ, the delivering hope that we are called to present, the kingdom of God, that stays the same, and that's to be heralded, and that's to be highly esteemed.
That is so awesome. That is so true. You know, and Ja'Kaylin Carr was on our show about a couple weeks ago, and she said the same thing. You know, make sure that you keep God first, you know, just like you were saying, as a testimony. And the gift that he's giving you, and make sure that, like you were saying, whether it's in gospel music or whatever, that make sure that that is the role that God wants you to go in. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine. He's a pastor, and he was like, some people say with the anointing, you have to pay a heavy price, but he's like, we all go through. I'm like, yeah, that's right.
That's right. And how you go through matters. You know what I'm saying? The way that you walk through that night season matters just as much as the night season that you're going through. And if you don't mind, I was in Georgia this past week, and I was singing at this gala for these women ministries. And there was one lady I'd met probably about 9 years ago or so. And she had been hooked on drugs. She had been in prostitution. She had lived a life that was wayward. She had been in and out of jail. And she said, when I met you, the Lord used you in your song to turn my life around. And she said, and I remember when I met you, you hugged me and you spoke into my ear and you spoke hope to me. And she said, now I run a ministry. You know, now I'm doing what God has called me to do. And I told her, I said, the ironic thing about it, I said that when I met you and you said that the Lord used me in your life, it was one of my darkest seasons. It was one of my night seasons personally. But in the middle of my dark season, God showed up and he became the light, because he is the light. And he gave me the light to pass on to her. So my point is, like you said, we all go through things, but it's how we go through it that determines, you know, how we come out. You know, how Job went through his night season determines how he came out. And in the middle of it, that's when he praised God. In the middle, that's when he declared that God was good and God was worthy. And so as an end result, God gave him 10 more children. As an end result, God gave him twice as much wealth. As an end result, God gave him his health and his reputation back. And so I just want to say yes and amen to what you said. And we will all go through, but how we go through matters. It matters greatly.
Exactly. It really does. You know, and I've noticed probably yourself as well, is how much the world is changing. I mean, there's chaos everywhere now. It's like there's a killing. There's a lot of things. Yeah. Even in Alabama, there's a thing with the clown. I'm like, this is totally just crazy. You know, and it's something to push the people, I believe, our nation back closer to God, because it seems like we strayed away. We're taking them out. Yeah. We want to take them out of everything. But now that we're going through, we see we need to put him back in. You know, he needs to be the center of our lives.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. And you know what, Cedric, it's also time for us that people who are the body of Christ, we who love Jesus, it's time for us to unite, whether we're black, white, Asian, Hispanic. It's time
That's
whether
right.
we're in a blue uniform or we're wearing a hoodie. You know, we know Christ. It's time for us to unite and say, they will know that we're Christians by the way we love. And if we love each other well, then we can affect the justice system. If we love each other well, we can affect the schools. We can affect the teenagers. We can affect those in blue. If we love each other well as the men and women of Jesus Christ, then we can begin this new transformation, and the world can follow us and not us following after the world. But I think it really starts with the church. It starts with those who say that they believe Christ. I think it is our responsibility to take up the charge and to lead the way and to love each other well.
That's so awesome of you saying that, and it's so true because, you know, back then it's like so much. The Bible is fulfilling. Everything in the script,
yes.
It is truly coming to pass.
And
for
yes,
those
it
that
is.
Don't know it or not, it really
yeah.
is. And you're right. Whether black, white, Indian, or Haitian, whatever
mm-hmm.
color, ethnic
yep.
group, you know, the nation needs mm-hmm. to come together. And there's trying to be a spiritual, it's a divide. It's a demonic
yeah.
entity trying to put racial
right.
bias, you know, divide. But
yeah.
we got to come look over that thing and come together.
That's right.
The Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Yeah. Go ahead, Nicole. What were you saying?
No. I'm sorry. I was saying, and that's why, again, we as believers in Christ, we've got to get past the superficial. We've got to get to know each other. We've got to get to love each other. We've got to hear each other's stories, even though we walk in different shoes. I've never walked in your shoes. You've never walked in mine. I've never walked in my sister's shoes. But we all have different perspectives, and they're all relevant. So I can't deny your story. And you can't deny mine, but love starts when we're willing to sit down and to hear each other first and then affirm each other and then say, what can I do to help? I might have, you know, some power on this side that you may not have. And if that's the case, then let me use my clout to help you. And vice versa,
Come
then
on
you
now.
Use your clout to help me. And I think if Watch we out. Do that, then truly we're loving.
That's right. But you know what? I've noticed that isn't happening. You know, so many people that are in positions to help people, like you said, the clout, they won't do it. And I'm just, even in the body of Christ, I'm just being real. I got to go there.
Mm-hmm. Church, yeah.
There needs to be more unification. There needs to be, instead of this divide and cliques in churches, we need to, like you said, come together. Because we're all serving the same God, supposed to be, anyway. You
Absolutely.
Know?
Yeah, and so we've got to come together across our lines. We can't just say, okay, all the black people come together, all the white people come together, all the Methodists come together, all the Pentecostals come together. No, they're going to know that we are Christians by our love across these divides. Because the Bible says eventually people from every nation, every kindred, every tribe, every tongue will be worshiping around the throne. It's not going to be segregated. We're all going
That's
to
right.
be there together worshiping the same God. Why not start now on earth what will be reproduced in heaven? Jesus told us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that includes us loving each other, us participating in each other's lives, us rallying together, us standing together for what is right, us being about justice and truth, and the kingdom of God being revealed here on earth as it is in heaven.
Don't
get me on my soapbox. These are my soapboxes. You already understand that these are my soapboxes. I'm just saying.
Go ahead. Let the Lord have it ready. Go ahead. You know, say what's on your mind. It's all good.
Yes.
You know, nothing wrong with
time.
That. But on that quick note, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to ask you a question that's been circulating around the world right by now. You probably know what I'm talking about, but when we come back, when we come back, we will continue this great interview with Ms. Nicole C. Mullen.
Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southview Worship Center, 141 Hainville Plaza, Hainville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
Hey, Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. It's a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
All right, we are back with WKRP Live with our very special guest, Ms. Nicole C. Mullins. Nicole, as we were going on break, I was coming back and I was going to ask you a question. That's going on. Okay, and you know, I think you're being a psychic right now because you can feel what I'm about to say. But now,
yes.
Donnie McClurkin. Yes, Pastor Donnie McClurkin. Okay, let me professionalize myself. Are you two guys engaged to be married, or is it forthcoming?
Okay, well, the truth is Donnie and I are on the road to engagement, but we are not officially engaged. Now, when he did the interview on TN, Matt Crouch spoke of, you know, Donnie's getting married. Okay, I'll give you that. But it was spun the next day by another Christian publication that we were already. But there's protocol to be done. You know, we're going through counseling, and he's already come and spoke to my parents, so that had to have been done. You know, that good stuff. So it's just we are madly in love with each other, madly in love with Jesus. We are moving forward down that road. But is there a ring on my finger just yet? No. And when there is, trust me, the world will know. We will show.
Hey, well, that is great.
Yeah. You're close.
That's a great answer. And it's funny because he's supposed to be coming in Montgomery for his radio celebration in Alabama.
Are you?
Right. Saturday the 24th. Yeah, he's going to be coming down here.
I knew that.
No problem.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll have you here sooner. But
So we'll see. Yeah, and he is a wonderful, wonderful God. And this I'm sure you are. But not only is he a man that stands for righteousness and holiness on faith, but he's the same off faith. He really is. He is generous, compassionate, he's fierce, he's extremely intelligent, as you know, prophetic, he is strong. I can go on and on and on. He is a godly man of the Lord. And so I am so thrilled to be linked with him, and I'm so thrilled to be able to stand with him, beside him. And I thank God for what he's doing in our hearts. We didn't manipulate this thing ourselves. The Lord set us up. And we're
That's
glad
right.
that the Lord set us up. And so we can sit back and say, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes.
Watch out now. To God be the glory.
Hey.
Yeah.
That is
so awesome. I enjoy. I listen to him on the radio as well, and his preaching. Awesome man. Awesome man of God. And I thank God for using him for such a time as this. You know, you both are very blessed, a very blessed couple. And you're right. God does a thing. When God does a thing, watch out.
Yes. Absolutely. You know what?
Who can curse what God is blessed? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Yes. God has a way of redeeming our past stories, our past hurt, our past wounds. He has a way of still working redemption. He buys those things back. And like he says over in Romans 8, he is able to work all things together for our good, even though he promised that not all things that we've experienced would be good. But he promised to work together for our good. And in my life, Donnie is a confirmation of that scripture. He really is a confirmation of that and the fact that God is still a redeemer and he has good things in store for us. So let others who are listening be encouraged. If God can do it for me, he can do it for you as well.
Watch out now. That is so true. You know, Nicole, I just, like the invitation I told you to Alabama, I would love for you to come down here and also to come to our church. It's called Southview Worship Center. Which our other guest is coming on a little later. Yeah, Pastor Carl Bell, I invite you to come. We're going to get together, have you come, get you down here, to come to our church.
I would love to. Send us an invite.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. And on that note, you know, I want to play a I want the people to hear a song. It's one you made by Jesus. And it's I was listening. I'm like, awesome.
The one I and,
called
on Jesus?
Yeah, uh-huh. That's it.
Yes.
Yes. And if I can have my sound man, he's going to do it up. And after that song, we'll come back. And this is a great interview with Ms. Nicole C. Mullen. And you're listening to WKRP Live.
Who taught the sun where to stand in the morning? And who told the ocean you can only come this far?
We're back with WKRP Live and my special guest, Nicole C. Mullins. That was her song. It'll be, man, an anointed woman of God. That God is using to shine a very good light. You know, God is using you to put a light, you know, for others that are trying to be where you are. And I thank God for the accomplishments that he is giving you and for your soon-to-be husband as well. You know, God makes a tag team. Tag team, yes, sir.
The Bible says one can put 1,000 a fight, two can put 10,000. So we're looking for our 10,000.
That is right, man. And Nicole, like I said, it has been, I'm not going to hold you long, but it's been so great having you. And if there's anything else you want to let the people know, our audience know about what you're doing, the website, what they can go to, and about your new CD. Go ahead.
All right. They can check us out at NicoleCMullen.com, which is my website, or they can follow me on Instagram, Official Nicole C. Mullen, or they can follow me on Facebook, Official Nicole C. Mullen again, and can keep in contact with us that way. And also, I want them to know we are doing, like I said, Baby Girls Club, where we mentor young girls. We also have the God Counterparts Champions, and we do that in the country of Belize and in the country of Zambia. So God is expanding his kingdom through the young people. And I'm excited to see that. And I love also working and speaking to young women about what God can do in their lives and how he can redeem their pain and their past and give them a great future as well. So I want to drop that seed. And I love to keep in touch with the people. So, again, they can reach me at NicoleCMullen.com or on my Facebook page, Official Nicole C. Mullen, or on Instagram, Official Nicole C. Mullen.
Awesome. And Nicole, I will be, thank you so much, and we will be back in touch and want to have you back on the show.
Love you.
Your CD and everything else will be going. I know it's going to be blessed. And my wife, Elena Miller, said she loves you and loves your music. She's one of your biggest fans.
Then give Elena a big hug for me and tell her I love her, and I thank her for listening and being a fan as well. And then, like you said, the new CD is coming out soon, so you guys keep in your prayers as the songs are being delivered and that they would come forth with his anointing.
Oh, will do. You have a blessed day.
And
thank you
too,
so
thank
much,
you.
As I say again, for being on our show. And we'll go to, as we're leaving off, like I said, I want to see you in Alabama as well. My girl, come to our church. And so
I would love
worship.
To. Love you.
And my pastor, let me not, Pastor Carl Bell, he loves your song. He plays it. And my Redeemer, yes, he does. He's a big fan. He is a big fan.
I'll make sure I sing it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nicole. And right about, we'll go to another commercial break, and we'll be back with Pastor Carl Bell from Southview Worship Center. And we're back with WKRP Live, and we have Pastor Carl Bell from Southview Worship Center in Hayneville, Alabama. And join me in welcoming this anointed and appointed man of God. Pastor Bell, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Man, we are blessed. Had a great interview with Ms. Nicole C. Mullins, and awesome woman of God that said she would love to come to our church. And I was like,
wow.
She's like, yeah. So I was telling her about how God was just moving. Now, I want you to tell my listeners, the listeners here, about what you're doing in Hayneville, Alabama, well, the anointing that God has given you, the vision for the church in Hayneville, Alabama. Go ahead, Pastor.
Well, praise the Lord. About 2.5, 3 years ago, God had assigned me to starting an apostolic church here in Hayneville, Alabama. He'd given me many instructions. We're a church that believes in the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe in miracles. As a matter of fact, we've seen hundreds of miracles that have happened there, mostly healing miracles, but just all kind. But he assigned me a long time ago to a prayer ministry. He said that your main focus will be prayer and the word and praise and worship. Yeah. So what we do is we carve out just those things. We don't focus on a lot of programs, but we focus heavily on prayer, praise and worship, and teaching of the word. We're teaching things, messages such as prosperity messages.
Amen.
We're targeting the area where we see the need is. And that area is a poor area that there are many sick people in our region, and we're living in poverty there. So we're seeing the glory of the Lord move on behalf of the people in healing and in prosperity.
True. Can you tell the people about there was a certain people came there for healing, the man with his knee. Can you explain to them really what's going on? Because a lot of people now, they're hurting and physically, mentally, and spiritually. But can you tell them of which I've known, because I am, folks, a member of the church. It's outstanding.
I would invite
all my listeners to come out, not once or twice, but in Hayneville, Alabama. Your drive, even if you don't live in Montgomery, wherever you are, trust me, the drive will be, you come in one way, but you won't leave out the same. You know, and I just thank God for the miracles that's going on in the church. And can you tell them about other testimonies about someone who got prayed on and with their knee and different things, the healing that God is doing in the church?
Sure. Well, I want to say first that God wants us to operate on faith.
Amen.
He wants us to believe that he can perform miracles today, just as he did over 2,000 years ago. Many of us, we hear the word faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The just shall live by faith. Many, many faith scriptures. But it just doesn't dawn on them actually miracles happening now. But God wants us to believe that he can do it. Well, the Bible says that if you come to him, you must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Well, everything is in faith. Everything is in believing him, believing that he can fix a problem, believing that he can heal your body. He can do it now, just as he did 2,000 years ago. For example, there was one gentleman that came to our church, and actually some of the prayer warriors prayed for him. He had a swollen knee that he said the doctors had said there wasn't anything else they could do with that knee other than have a knee replacement. And we all saw the knee swollen and dark. And some of the prayer warriors prayed for him, and he said that he felt his knee pop back in place, and the swelling began to go down. Day one, the swelling moved down. Second day, it went down even more. And about 3-4 days later, the knee was completely healed. And that's been over a year ago. And I saw him a few weeks ago, and I had him to hold up his pant leg to look at that knee. And I asked him, how is the knee doing? Still no pain at all there. I had a young lady that had to have a cyst removed. And so we prayed for that young lady at the church, and we didn't hear from her for about 2 months. She came back to church and said that she went to the doctor to have those cysts removed, but they didn't see any cysts. So I just thank God for that. We also had one lady that, during our praise and worship, we had had awesome praise, and the Holy Spirit spoke, and he said that he's getting ready to do unusual miracles, unusual things, things that is just really hard to get done. He's going to do those kind of miracles. So a young lady came up with a swelling in her arm, and a wrist, rather. It looks like just a ball there that was swollen, and it was about 2 inches and maybe an inch and a half in diameter. And we prayed just a very, very simple prayer. We anointed that thing with oil, and before three witnesses, me, herself, and another gentleman that was standing there praying, and we just simply said, in the name of Jesus, go. And we witnessed that swelling go down, and she began to be able to move her hand. Those are the kinds of things that God is doing in this house.
Awesome. You know, that's the thing that needs to be done. You know, there's so many people hurting physically, like I said, spiritually, you know, and they're looking for, like, where they at. They can't get the healing because, like you taught on and said, you know, everybody, there's an anointing for different things. You know, some people might have the spirit, the anointing of laying on hands, speaking miracles, whatever it is. But you have to get within the place that the miracles are just flowing. You know, the anointing is in the midst, the Holy Spirit.
That's
when it hits you, you'll never be the same. And
that's,
I know, you have a great vision for Lowndes County area.
That's
The vision that God has given you, know, to take off the spirit of darkness and bring it to the light. Because there's so many people, like you said, it's impoverished, and they're hurting there. And I believe in God is bringing, has you for the appointed time for right now to let the people see the light. You know,
praise,
but you can't make people do something. They got to want it, you know?
They got to want it.
They have to want it. That's right.
That's right.
And I believe,
that's right.
Like I was telling my wife, but this is for such a time as this. And I know that God is truly using you because, like I say, I'm a member, and I go there, and I see what God is doing and why God
That's
is
right.
raising up people around the church. There's just miracles happening. And I know that they have to be on display because if people don't know, they don't know where to go. That's why I'm using this form to let people know to come out to Southview Worship Center in Hayward, Alabama, and meet Pastor Bell. See, he's not just a pastor. You're also an entrepreneur, but you're doing what
That's
God
right.
called you to do, you know, and which is truly amazing. And I know that everyone
That's
will
right.
be, you won't be, you will be delighted when you come. You won't leave out the same. And Pastor
That's
Bell,
right.
I know you are a man on the run, but is there anything else that you would like to tell people
I would
about
like to just
the church? Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to say that we start services at 8:30 each Sunday morning, and we're out about between 10 and 10:30. We have awesome praise and worship. We have a band, and all of our singers are mostly musicians, so we have some of the best praise and worship you'll find. And like I said, we're a church of that believes in the power of the Holy Spirit. We operate on many of the spiritual gifts. And we teach the word. But we just look forward to seeing you all there. Come visit us. Many of you may come from Montgomery and surrounding areas, but we believe that it will be worth your time to drive down to Hayneville, Alabama, to see and witness the power of the Holy Spirit right here today.
Amen. And I thank you so much. That's Pastor Carl Bell from Southview Worship Center. Pastor Bell, thank you again for taking our time and talking to people, letting them know what God is doing in Hayneville, Alabama. And from there, I'm going to take a commercial break from our sponsors, and we'll hear a word from them, which Southview Worship Center is one of our sponsors. And we thank you so much. We'll be back.
God
can't be lost.
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southview Worship Center, 141 Hainville Plaza, Hainville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. It's a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
Hi, and we're back for WKRP Live. I'd like to thank my guests. Today has been just a blessed day of God. You know, talking with Nicole C. Mullis and Pastor Carl Bell. And I thank you all for taking out the time and listening to WKRP Live. You know, God is doing so many great things with the station. And also thank God for my engineer, Don, with BBS Radio, great engineer. And, you know, God is just, like I said, opening many doors for us, and I thank him for it. And I thank him also for my listeners. And until we meet again, my friend, remember, God loves you. No matter what the question is, love is the answer. Keep God first, and I promise you, you'll never be the same. He will bless you and your incoming and your going out. So this is C. Miller from WKRP Live, and I'm send a shout out to my wife, Miss Elena Miller. I love you. And she will be on the program soon. and my kids, God bless them. And we'll talk to you soon next time. God bless. WKRP Live is out.
Help your children.